This particular development is it's backed by a London-based UK private investors equity firm, HG Capital is the name of them. Basically, they're looking at Donegal, and they've decided to put in to build the biggest wind farm in Ireland. And if you ask yourself why that might be, well, one of the reasons, the most obvious reasons to me, is that in the County Donegal Development Contribution Scheme, there's no mechanism there to charge for wind turbines. Now, in some other county councils throughout the country, there's literally thousands being charged per wind turbine, but in Donegal, we don't have any provision to be able to charge for them.
So you're saying the county development plan should be changed here in the county in order for the council to make money out of these wind farm developments?
Well, what I'm saying is not necessarily the development plan, but the development contribution scheme, because sort of where the anomaly rises is that if anybody in Donegal goes to build their family home, they'll be charged somewhere between €3,100 and €6,500 for building their family home. Whereas if you go to put up wind turbines, you won't be charged anything for putting up your wind turbine. So there's an anomaly there that people wanting to build family homes are being charged in Donegal, whereas wind farm developers aren't being charged for wind turbines.
But if these wind farm developers were charged per turbine, if they just paid whatever the fee would be, that's not going to do anything for the residents who are against these.
No, you're 100% right, but I think the thing is with this particular development is that it has kind of been taken out of the hands of the county council planners, and it has been put through Embord Planla directly. And I think the point is that in the event that Embord Planla go ahead and decide to pass this, it would be very important that at the very least that there's development contributions coming to the council. And I think the fact that our development contribution scheme does not provide for fixed charges. For example, if there was a charge of $25,000 per wind turbine, these developers would be facing a bill of, you know, in the region of $2.5 million. Instead, at the moment, they could get away with a little or nothing. So I think that's the point about it, is that there's an opportunity here if it is going to be passed, and that's not necessarily saying it should be passed, but if it is going to be passed, Donegal shouldn't be losing out financially in comparison to other county councils throughout the country.
Is there any way that this proposed wind farm for Carrickaduff can be stopped?
I suppose that that's all going to be down to Embord Planla. I know there's an awful lot of submissions going in on it, and you know, but I have to say, looking at the county council's submission, which is to be discussed in Lifford on Monday, that it's not anti the development. It is raising some, we'll say, further information issues, but it's certainly not against the development. So, at the moment, looking at it, I would say there's a big battle.